Hi, my name is Andrea Orimoto, and I'm a senior program manager in the Bot Framework team at Microsoft Corporation. In this video, we are going to take a look at a new service, a new preview service in Azure called the Azure Bot Service. Back in March, at the Build event, we announced a new product called the Bot Framework. The Microsoft Bot Framework provides everything you need to build and connect intelligent bots that interact naturally wherever your users are talking. From text SMS to Skype, Slack, Office 365 email, Microsoft Teams, or Facebook Messenger. The main components of the Microsoft Bot Framework are the Bot Builder, which is a set of tools, including an open source SDK, that allow you to build intelligent smart bots, and the Microsoft Bot Framework Developer Portal, where you can register your bot, connect it to the channels, such as Skype, Slack, email, et cetera, and then publish it to the bot directory. In the past few months, we worked with the Azure team to integrate the Microsoft Bot Framework with Azure. And today, we are unveiling a new service called the Azure Bot Service Preview. The main goal of the Azure Bot Service is to accelerate your development cycles. Within Azure, now you can create, with a single click, a bot, select between your favorite programming languages, Node.js or C#, select your favorite template, and then within 3 minutes, you have a running bot within Azure. You can chat immediately with it through the web chat control, and you can start changing the code with a built-in code editor. And then you can use the powerful tools in the Microsoft Bot Framework to enrich your bots. You can connect external channels, as I said before, like Skype, Kick, Slack, email, Facebook Messenger, Microsoft Teams, etc. You can integrate with external services, such as the Microsoft Cognitive Services, for example, the Language Understanding Service to add smarts to your bot. And you can take advantage of the rich REST API that we offer, the Direct Line REST API, to integrate your existing native apps or enterprise applications. And finally, being an Azure service, you can take advantage of all the Azure tools to boost your operational efficiency. Azure Bot Service is powered by the serverless infrastructure of Azure Functions. You get continuous deployment, you get scale on demand, reduced DevOps, and all the other great tools that Azure offers and you are familiar with. And now, let's take a look at a short demo to see how easy it is to create a bot with the Azure Bot Service. Okay, so from today, within the Azure portal, you will find a new service. It's called Azure Bot Service. You will find it in the Intelligence Plus Analytics category. And whenever you create a new one, you will be asked a new name, the subscription of your choice, the resource group, and the location. And then you click Create. After the bot service is provisioned, you will be presented with a screen where you can choose your favorite programming language between C# and Node. And then you have to choose a bot template. So we have developed a set of basic templates that will teach you the basic concepts of the bot framework. So for example, in this case, I will choose C# and then the form template. And then I will click Create a Bot. After clicking the Create button, we will deploy all the resources to Azure. And you will end up in this interface where you can see the file browser of your bot, a code editor where you can change the code real time and save it, a log where you can see what's going on behind the scenes. And here on the right, you have a web chat control with which you can immediately start chatting with your bot. And in this particular case, I chose a form template, which will expose you in the case of C# to the form flow concept within the bot framework. And it's basically a form that will guide you through a set of steps. Imagine a web form that asks you questions. In a bot scenario, it would be a guided conversation with a bot that asks you a number of questions. You can answer to those. You can either type on the button within the web chat or type the answer. And then the form finally will ask you for a confirmation. So these templates are very basic and will give you, will get you started with the basic concepts. In addition, you can switch to the Channels tab, and as I said before, you can connect to external channels. For example, I connected this bot to the Skype channel, and I can converse with this bot via Skype. Great. So I can see the same experience that I was seeing in the web chat control within Skype. So we offer a number of external channels that you can hook up. Finally, you can switch to the Settings tab, and you can configure continuous integration. Continuous integration is very important because you can download the code locally to your local computer, connect your favorite source control, can be Visual Studio Online, GitHub, or others. And you can start developing locally with your favorite IDE, being it VS Code, Visual Studio, whatever you like. You can develop locally, debug locally, and then push to your repo, and it gets immediately deployed to Azure. In addition to continuous integration, you have access to all the usual advanced settings that Azure provides. So you can open up the advanced settings blade and configure custom domains and have access to the application settings, et cetera, et cetera. And that is how easy it is to create a bot with the Azure Bot Service. Okay, so that was a short demo of how easy it is to create and manage a bot with the Azure Bot Service. I invite you to visit the first link in this page to learn more and start developing your bots. Also, don't forget that after Connect, you can visit Channel 9, in the second link in the slide, to view all the other videos of the Connect session. I hope this video has been useful, and we're looking forward to seeing the great bots that you're going to build. Thanks for watching.